When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The biggest breaking news stories, an outspoken opinion. The Breakfast Briefing with Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio.
Good morning to you. It's Thursday the 16th of March. You're watching Breakfast with me, Julia Hartley Brewer, on Talk. Coming up, Chancellor Jeremy Hunt says that Britain will prove the doubters wrong and avoid a recession after delivering what he called a budget for growth. But Labour say they will oppose plans to abolish the lifetime pensions allowance, calling it a tax cut for the rich. Meanwhile, train services across the country will be severely disrupted today as RMT members go on strike, and British life expectancy is slipping down global ranks, with the country performing the worst of all the G7 nations except the US. Oh, we'll be talking about that and all the other stories coming up. 6:33 is the time. This is Talk Breakfast. Well, thank you very much indeed for your company. Really appreciate you joining me. Want to get your reaction to yesterday's budget. Steady as she goes budget, many say. Well, managed decline, many critics might say. I want to hear from you, though, given that the Chancellor said his budget will prove the doubters wrong and avoid a recession, but being accused of a tax cut for the rich on this pension lifetime allowance, but also stealth taxes for everyone else, dragging people in to higher tax bands through inflation and not moving those thresholds. Just want to know what your reaction is to the budget. What do you make of it? Text the word talk, then your message to 87222, or you can tweet me at Talk TV. Love to get your thoughts on what we heard from the Chancellor at the dispatch box yesterday. Right now, delighted to be joined by Alan Tolhurst. He is the chief reporter at Politics Home, and he is joining us all this morning to give his tuppence worth on the budget. Were you in the chamber yesterday to watch this? Or, I mean, I've always liked to watch budgets sort of on the telly to sort of get a lot of the analysis.
No, unfortunately I wasn't. I was actually due to childcare. I was actually at home.
Ah,
I was feeding
feeding
my 11-month-old baby some peas and carrots as I was listening to
Jeremy Hunt. Of course, yes, pointing out in London, of course, there was a tube strike day, which meant for an awful lot of people they weren't able to... Some people weren't able to get to work, you know who you were, and other people therefore also impacted on that. And of course, we've had, of course, these strikes for affecting many parents as well across the nation Tuesday and Wednesday. The childcare, we talked about an awful lot yesterday, and in fact, it went further than had been hinted at in the papers. Let's have a little listen to a couple of clips of Jeremy Hunt. The first one is we talked about, of course, this being a budget for growth. Let's hear what he had to say there.
We've halved unemployment, we've cut inequality, we've reduced the number of workless households by 1 million. Because of rises in tax thresholds made by successive Conservative chancellors, people in our country can earn £1,000 a month without paying a penny of tax or national insurance.
Well, I mean, you know, that all sounds very well. A few minutes later, he was talking about how he was proving the doubters wrong. Let's hear that quote from him.
In the face of enormous challenges, I report today on a British economy which is proving the doubters wrong.
Yeah. Now, Alan Tolhurst, his basis for saying that was that it turns out the UK won't, on a technicality, go into recession.
Yeah.
And we're not going to basically, our economy is not going to collapse as much as the forecaster said. As one thing you can guarantee with all economic forecasts is they are always wrong. In whatever direction, but actually largely they tend to be more pessimistic, certainly for this country than other countries. But also it was looking at growth in the next few years being a lot less than the low levels that had already been predicted. Has he proved the doubters wrong?
Yeah, I mean, saying that there's not going to be a recession is quite a low bar to clear, essentially. And a lot of it is comparison with where we were in the autumn after the disastrous mini-budget. So yes, things are looking a bit rosier. As you said there, technically we're not going to go into recession. A recession is a technical thing. You have to have two quarters of negative growth. We're not going to have that under the current predictions from the OBR. But it doesn't. We're not going to be at the roaring 20s. You know, it's not as though growth is going to suddenly start shooting up. Growth is still going to be very static. And the actual economy is probably going to contract in the next year. It just won't contract in those consecutive
quarters
to make a
technical
recession.
That's the thing, as everyone's saying, it's technically we've missed a recession. The thing is, you know what, does it make any difference to people trying to go about their lives, paying their bills, going shopping, affording childcare, paying their rent, paying their mortgage, whatever it is? Does it make any difference to anybody whether we are technically in a recession or not technically in a recession if you can't afford to pay your bills?
Exactly. What it really matters is what the most important bit is household disposable income. That's where you feel it. How much money do you have at the end of each month? And that
if
is predicted. Well, yes, exactly.
How much money do you have at the end of the month? And that is predicted
to continue to go down. That's that in its worst state as it has
and,
been for
and
a
confidence
long time.
As well. I mean, there is an element, isn't there? If you avoid recession, there are the technical things that mean that there's just a bit, might be a bit more confidence. But there's a real issue, not just of consumer confidence. I mean, yes, there are still people who did very nicely during lockdown. Thank you very much. Saved a load of money, weren't able to go out to eat and go on long holidays. Some of us managed it. But basically, you know, they've got that money sitting there and they're still spending. And thank God they are for an awful lot of businesses, frankly. But an awful lot more people who did have to tighten their belts during lockdown and certainly any benefit there was financially briefly. Well, of course, what a surprise. Lockdown the economy for the best part of 2 years. There's going to be a long term impact and they are paying that right now. But businesses are where it's been really hit, isn't it? Because especially, I mean, last year, with, you know, I don't know, with I give or take 17 different chancellors. I lost track at one point. Measures. I mean, there are some measures that have been, you know, they've changed two or three times, depending on who, you know, the budget, you know, what was announced in the spring, what was announced by Liz Truss, what was Kwasi Kwarteng, and then by Jeremy Hunt in the autumn, and now again. And people have no idea what's going on. Everything's going to change. We've got a general election coming up in just over a year's time. On the polls, it looks like Labour in. Very difficult for any business to make any prediction about what's going to be happening in the future. And even when people just thought, oh, right, we are going to know what we're going to do. We had the Ukraine war February last year and said that put off. And we've got a lot of businesses with a lot of money sitting there, but not investing it, not expanding, because they just don't know what's around the corner.
Yeah, exactly. And that's part of what Jeremy Hunt was trying to get across, was just trying to say, look, we're going to steady the ship and make the UK a much more enticing place to invest for business. And there's a big change in the way that business expenses are going to be done in terms of tax deductibility. So previously, sort of individual expenses, so if you bought day-to-day expenditure, you could have that tax write-off. But big capital investment wasn't. You had to sort of bear it out over a number of years. Now they're going to change that to try and drive that investment. But even still, the problem is that Treasury wants to do that permanently, but can't afford to at the moment due to its fiscal rules. So it's only done that for the next 3 years. So again, does that give businesses the confidence to be able to make those big capital investments, knowing that,
because it's not going to be a one-off,
that it might run out? And also, again, you know, unless Labour say they're going to carry it on, you know, in 18 months' time, if there's a change of government, is that all going to be reversed again? So it is very difficult at the moment to see how you tell people to come to this country and invest that money, that it's actually going to be a safe place to do so.
Yeah, indeed. Well, let's have a little listen to what Keir Starmer, leader of the Labour Party, as is always with these cases, it's in the budget, it is the leader of the opposition rather than the shadow chancellor who responds. And he said, he was not very impressed. I think we would have safely expected with the spring budget. Here's what Sir Keir Starmer had to say yesterday afternoon in Westminster.
A hopelessly divided party caught between a rock of decline and a hard place of their own economic recklessness, dressing up stagnation as stability as their expiry date looms ever closer.
I have to say, I'm not a big fan of the oral capabilities of Sir Keir Starmer. I genuinely struggle. The thought of him being Prime Minister, forget policies, only to do that, but having to listen to him for 4 or 5 years, I mean, frankly, that would do my head in a day. But dresses up stagnation as stability. I mean, he's right, isn't he? You could be a staunch Tory, but we are talking about stagnation and making it all sort of steady as she goes. It's all very well, but that G word, growth,
it's not there. Yeah, exactly. And the same, not just the OBR forecast, but the Bank of England's forecasts are even more pessimistic. And I think, you know, a big part of it was this back to work budget, this idea that it was about trying to get the economically inactive, and we'll talk about things like the pension tax and that sort of stuff. Is it going to work? There are lots more structural issues as to why so many people are not in work, things like the childcare stuff and the disability and all sorts of different reasons. And it's going to be a big struggle to try and get that back. And it's not something, you know, the fact is that growth in this country has been stagnant for quite a long time now. Successive governments have been unable to fix that growth. You know,
And why is that? I mean, if you watch the BBC, obviously it's all due to Brexit. I mean, there is a factor there. I mean, I'm staunch Brexiteer, but there is clearly a factor there in terms of, we made trade with our nearest and longest established trading partners across the channel harder, but we didn't replace. I think that's partly government failure in terms of, taking advantage of, our position in the global Britain. But also, of course, we immediately plunged into lockdowns. Mm. I mean, we didn't. There wasn't an opportunity for expansion. That was something that came out of the blue. But there are factors where, having been in the EU all this time, we haven't been investing in machinery and technology because there's been this unending supply of cheap labour. Whose wages, by the way, subsidised by British taxpayers in terms of housing benefit and all of that. And the reality is, the EU may have caused problems in the short term, but being in the EU has also created those long term issues where we've got just a total. There's been no incentive to sort of train up our people, to go into high tech, to work through technology, to invest in factories and plants. Because, we've got all this cheap labour.
Yeah, I think essentially it's the way that the economy is structured. But, I mean, I can't answer you there fully, because if I could, then I wouldn't be sat here. I'd probably be sat in the Treasury somewhere. Or maybe actually, not in the Treasury, maybe in somewhere earning a lot more money.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd be in the top floor of a glamorous bank.
Exactly, yeah. And I think it's a lot to do with, how the economy is structured, the service-based economy, the way the taxation system has been done. Because obviously, tax, despite having a Conservatives in number 11 for the last 13 years saying they wanted to cut taxes, the tax burden has gone up and up and up and is still going to go increase.
Very high taxes and very poor services. Worst of both worlds, a lot of people
would say. Yeah, exactly. You want we wanted American levels of taxation and European services, and instead we've got the opposite, essentially.
Yeah, indeed. Well, look, we're going to be talking about some of those specific measures, stealth tax, and particularly the pensions, lifetime allowance, and free childcare for children 9 months plus. You've got a little one. You'll be benefiting from this one
potentially,
day.
Potentially,
We'll talk about all of that and plenty more besides coming up, looking at the front pages. 6:44 is the time. This is Talk Breakfast.
The biggest breaking news stories, an outspoken opinion. The Breakfast Briefing with Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.